Shoft in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin. So the Malach has now given Manoach and Mrs. Manoach the good news about Shimshon, and they are offering him food. They want to prepare a goat. They want to see him along his way, delay him temporarily to thank him and to thank Hashem. And the Malach says, you can bring a Karban Olah even outside the Mishkan because this is a special case. So Manoach continues to press a little bit. Mrs. Manoach, note that she did not, and in fact, she specifically did not ask this question Manoach's about to ask, because we heard earlier in the parak that she knew better than to ask this question. But Manoach is Manoach, and he means well. So Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayomer Manoach al Malach Hashem, Mi Shemecha. So Manoach said to the angel of God, what is your name? Thinking that he is a Navi, a human being, at least when people say who is the messenger of these good tidings, we can say that this was the Navi who brought us the Nebuah. And the Malach, Ki Yavo Dvarcha V'chi Badnucha. And when your word comes to pass, we will give you Kavod. We will honor you. So we will be able to tell it over in the name of the one who told us. So could you give us the name? And by saying, who are you and what is your name? Mi Shemecha. The word Mi instead of Ma Shemecha implies the Me'am Loe says that he wanted to know the complete personal name, not just a title or a nickname, but the name that identifies him in an absolute way. Yudches Vayomer Lo Malach Hashem Lama Zeh Sheshal Lishmi, which is exactly the phrase that is used elsewhere with encounters with the Malach. When Yaakov Avinu vanquishes the Malach of Esav, again, Lama Zeh Sheshal Lishmi, why do you ask about my name? That is a question that a Malach frequently means to ask. And he answers, Behu Feli. Now, literally what that means, Behu Feli, it's a Pele, it's a mystery, it is unknowable, it is unknown, it is unknowable. Some say Feli means concealed or hidden, it is a mystery. It's translated by some of the Rishonim as separate or removed. He's not hiding his name, but it's the kind of name that human beings are not meant to know. It's beyond human understanding. One explanation given is that Malachim don't have permanent names like people do. The names change according to their mission. So the name of this Malach is only temporary and can't be known. And there are some who say the word Feli was actually his name. Rashi is the one who says Mechusa. It's hidden. It's going to change. It will change tomorrow, Rashi says, from the Sifri. But some say Peli. His name is Peli. And the angel didn't refuse to tell Manoach his name. He told him. Again, according to the Maram Mipano, it has to do with Gilgulim, On Ben Peles, perhaps. So now, Manoach has the answers to all his questions. Yutes, Vayikach Manoach has Gedi Hoizim Ves Amincha. So Manoach took the goat kid and the mincha, the meal offering that he was going to bring with it, and Vayal Al Hatsur La Hashem. And so he brought them on a rock, on a flat stone. Gidon did much the same, and offered them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he brought his carbon as a carbon ola, but he was still a little unsure about what to do, because it doesn't say that he lit the fire under the carbon. It says he put them on the rock, but although the Malach had told him, you could bring this chutz, you could bring this outside the Mishkan, he was uncertain if he should do that directly. So he put it up on the rock, umafli la'asos, umanoach v'ishto royim. And then a great wonder took place. The Malach did wonders, la'asos, he did the wonders, and Manoach and his wife watched it happen. What were the wonders? Pasachof, vayhi ba'alos halaha me'al ha'mizbeach. And so it was when the flame went up from the mizbeach. Now, it wasn't a mizbeach, it was just a rock, but now it had the status of mizbeach, because he is bringing a carbon ola on this rock to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it has the status of a mizbeach. And when the flame came up, me'al ha'mizbeach ha'shamayma, from upon this rock, this mizbeach, to the heavens, vaya'al malach Hashem b'la'av ha'mizbeach. And the angel of God went up in the flame of the altar. U'manoch v'ishto ro'im. And Manoach and his wife were watching. Vayiplu al p'nehem artza. And they fell prostrate upon their faces on the ground. Because this Pele, done by Peli, was now bursting out of the rock. And the Malach is walking up in the flame. And they realize, of course, that this is not simply an Ishu Elokim. This is a Malach Elokim. And that is going to lend quite a bit of fear. But in the meantime, Chavala below Yosef od Malach Hashem lehira o el Manoach ve'ilishto. And the angel of God did not appear to Manoach or to his wife anymore. Oz yoda Manoach ki Malach Hashem hu. That is when Manoach realized that he was indeed an angel of God. And yet again, that is when Manoach realized that it was indeed an angel of God. Mrs. Manoach already had her suspicions, and she already knew. So again, Manoach was a little bit slower on the uptake than Mrs. Manoach was in this situation. And so the Malach is going up, and Manoach and his wife realize they have been talking to a Malach, and Manoach is now extremely concerned.